Can reducing nicotine levels in combustible cigarettes induce people to quit? That's the hope of Scott Gottlieb, FDA commissioner, in a recent announcement of this strategy as part of the agency's regulatory authority. Enid Neptune, a lung expert and anti-smoking advocate at Johns Hopkins, says she sees some issues.
If you're going to have a low nicotine policy, that's saying first that you can reduce nicotine to a level that's non-addictive. From a physiologic standpoint, it's not clear that that's even achievable on a population scale. Your level of addiction may be very different from mine. And then there's the whole issue of, do you do this over 5 years, 1 year? How long will people have to be exposed to combustible cigarettes for this to even be achievable?
Neptune says she would be more comfortable with a comprehensive plan that also includes cessation of e-cigarette use over time. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.